Thin, invisible walls. Why does philosophy seem so foggy, so unclear and uncertain? Living above yourself, transcending your limits, puts you in a wiser state, more complex state, harder to understand state. I can't describe that directly, but I can describe it by subtle analogy to other things. You know how your dad questionably pokes around a car engine, and yet all of that seems a bit foggy? Do you remember what it was like to jog the first time, and then you just kept on going? Can you imagine your first 18 miles to the Appalachian Trail? And can you see your last 18 miles as you near Mount Katahdin? You know how mathematics sound impenetrable until you become a mathematician? There are gaps, discomforts, vocabularies, perceptual frameworks that stand between you and the wisest you. You have to cross those things to unfog your mind. Learn to jog, to sprint, to bodybuild, and find a pathway to your best self by subtle analogy to training. Learn to backpack, to walk out in front of a lone wolf and let your eyes connect in loneliness and familiarity. Snarl down a mountain lion with a godlike growl out of your entire life force and culminating in a wild howl. Let your lycanthropy belch a low rumble as you stand your ground to the test of a charging black bear. And learn from the calm and power of a grizzly bear, Ursus Horribilis. Or become an artist. You don't need a charging bear to learn. You can use clay or canvas or music. There is no finer way to push loneliness away than to sculpt the meaning of touch. And there is no better way to learn courage than to paint a chain of works that inspire to motion. And music need not make someone cry to be powerful. Make the beat move your own feet as you run your first ultra marathon. Consider how simple a desktop in your operating system is, and yet how perfectly impossible it is to drag the icon out of the computer. It's right there, you can wiggle it, and yet it is trapped in a prison of invisible walls. And consider how different you are from all the people you have met. How you don't even smile at the things that make them laugh. How not a single person out of the 8 billion could possibly take your place. How often it feels that all the people around you are sleepy. How some of them are different. Because they could not do what they do if they were not wide awake. To integrate with wisdom, you cannot read the same books others read. Your mind represents a perfectly unique constellation of stars. To integrate with wisdom, not only do you have to indirectly wiggle around by subtle analogy to other things, but you have to fish out just the perfect morsels that fit you in just the perfect sequence out of a unique collection of mutually reinforcing works of philosophy. You start in the beginning with survey courses, as these outline the most brilliant ideas first. There you can recognize thoughts that fit you, that you already had in your constellation. Organized education poisons your confidence in education, because everything they teach is an inhuman, synthetic, and impersonal sequence. Moreover, the easily forgotten and fragile clusters of incomplete information aim to build on one another. They guarantee you won't understand, and will only overwhelm you in the end. The celebrating of a diploma is a sacred ritual that has been erased and replaced with the more sugar-coated, "I'm finally out." This is a perfect recipe for bondage, blindness, weakness, and worse. We must not allow a fake sugar pop triumph to replace the real triumph of knowledge and wisdom. It can only get worse. A day will come when the libraries will close. School and library, above all, were meant to be a symbol, an extension to your own self-education. Your education, the pathway to peace, safety, security, self-control, harmony, and enlightenment. What has occurred to cause the fog is a drop of packets of information. We are too complex. The world is too complex. Parenting is too complex. Teaching is too complex. It can get worse. If we continue celebrating false graduations and fake education, if we keep forgetting that our family has 8 billion members and each must grow up for real. The solution is to remind ourselves that growing up is not about feeling like an adult, but rather transcending our limits and pushing through gaps towards wisdom. We face problems that can only be solved by intellectual or cultural unity. The problem of war is solved by education, wisdom, and unity. The problem of education is solved by helping everyone to a fair start. The problem of crime can be solved by mental health care and prevention. The problem of poverty and slavery is solved by universal income. All these problems are our problems, and the solutions are ours as well. But they rest across a gap that humanity must cross. And the next step is your step. Nothing worth your precious time can be faked or made up or make-believe. It all has to be authentic, powerful, guttural, raw. It will hurt you in muscle and bone, but eventually you'll forget to pay attention to what is unimportant. You are not to be taught that you are a dime a dozen and that they just can't find a job for you because you don't fit or conform. People believe this nonsense because they don't have anything to draw from by subtle analogy. That is why we must challenge ourselves to great deeds, to acquire the experiences necessary to tell wisdom from waste. When you hear someone putting you down, pushing you around, belittling you, you are to leave, because that someone has fractured and broke, and they are now ill. It is the oldest and sickest trick to convince someone that they don't matter. They do it for personal gain, money, or laziness. To people who do not have a library of grand experiences from which they can draw wisdom by subtle analogy. Get up. Find your temple of solitude. the two beautiful trees, the bridge over Hudson River, the highway overpass, the starry beach where the stars come out at night and mingle with starfish. And know that you are a child of the universe first. That is your background. Now face humanity anew, out from the edge of the universe. Look. Look at all those things that made you small. Look how unimportant the inauthentic is. How fragile those words that upset you really were. And pay attention to the real problem. How easily you were tricked and misled. That cannot go on. You are not a push around. I wish you knew how powerful you really are. How easily you learn at your own pace in the sequence that fits you best. How all too human, all too familiar, all too easy the acquisition of wisdom really is. Not all adults are defined by outspoken wisdom. Some find greatness in love returned. And what a great power. Can those two even make a mistake? But I don't think there is anything other than love that can substitute for wisdom. It's both the love of two and the love of a big mother in a large family. A mother that always brings hugs, warm meals, and more wisdom. But true love is rare. So while you search, you must also grow in wisdom. From now on, you will have to learn to tell the children apart from the adults. And not by looking at how old they are, or how well they dress, or how sharply they move in their environment. You will now look at their authenticity and content of character. No one who lacks in authenticity or has little content of character has anything to contribute to your life. Certainly nothing negative. Hope for them to recover and become wise and healthy. Let them know that they are a child of the universe and they count, but go. Don't let anybody hurt you. Don't let anybody hurt your heart or mind. Go, because you need your heart and mind to grow. Go, with the certainty of knowing that you are more. Go, so as long as you rise, you won't be lonely for long. Go, because there has never been a way other than forward and up. Go, and don't be scared. All great journeys start with little things. The others who went through the same are with you in spirit. So many invisible battles have been fought, and as much triumph gone unnoticed. The warriors are everywhere, and they stand by your side. You are in company of great heroes. Climb by subtle analogy to the triumphs already had. Rise to the highest of mountains. You are meant to become a great being. You are meant to remind others to follow a similar path. Rise, and you will be well on your way. Humanity only grows when people like you tear down those thin, invisible walls. Wherever you are right now, begin transcending your limits. No matter how small, each will help you learn more. With each new success, more pathways will become visible to you. You are not trapped. You are just at the beginning of your journey. It is hard to see it all because you are still learning, but it is easy to read or listen to books and inherit great wisdom from others. It will never get easier, but you will grow greater to a point where ease will become irrelevant to your existence. You must use your heart and mind to learn all the lessons ahead. No one can teach you. You must find your own books. By subtle analogy, rise to your greatness.